Welcome to Fact or Fiction. I'm Andrew Corbett. We are looking in section one. Certain things are objectively true, fact or fiction. We are going to be looking at our first topic, which is there are different types of truth, fact or fiction. Each of these topical discussions start off with what I'm referring to as conversation points. The idea of these is to get people, firstly, to start discussing, to talk. And you as the group leader are not to give answers. We're looking for people to think through. So these three questions sound like this. I think how strongly someone believes what they are saying is true is a good indication whether it is true or not. Agree or disagree? Now, the whole point here is that you as the group leader are going to look for people to say agree or disagree. And having gone around your group, you may have a few, you may have 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever it is, number of people in your group, you then would explore, okay, you said you agree, why? Why do you agree? So you've just picked someone. And this is where it's the role of you as the leader to encourage them simply to share what they believe. They may agree, they may not agree. They either agree or disagree. And hopefully, if you've picked someone who said they agree, you could then find someone who said, now, Joe, you said you disagree. Why do you disagree? And there you go. So now you have a discussion. Someone else might chime in. And that's okay if Joe has, and the first person, has shared their opinion. They've given their view. That's the point. We're inviting discussion. The second conversation point is, if I don't like someone, I am less likely to believe what they say is true. Agree or disagree? Now, there could be people who agree or disagree with that statement. But why? Again, this is what we're looking for. We're looking for people to explore why do they believe certain things? Why do they hold to certain ideas? Let's examine these ideas. The third conversation point. Most people, when confronted with evidence that proves beyond all reasonable doubt that they were wrong, will admit it and change their mind immediately. Agree or disagree? People may have their own experience. They may say, actually, and they fill in the story. They may know of someone who was confronted with the evidence, and despite being confronted with the evidence, they didn't change their mind or say they didn't change their mind. But the whole point here is there's no right or wrong answer here. We're simply looking for people to begin to explore why they may hold a certain opinion. That's all we're looking for. That's a conversation point. Then what I do in each of these topical studies is I bring a reflection. So here's the reflection. Terry is a student whose parents do not take too much interest in what is taught at their child's school by Terry's teachers. Terry's friends all agree. I mean, literally, about everything, including what their teachers tell them, even though it often seems to stray far from the curriculum. These friends never disagree with each other, but each of them know the type of person who they disagree with. Those people, as their teachers and influencers told them, were evil because they were intolerant bigots. Added to this, these haters were also science deniers and anti-intellectual because they blindly hold to long outdated religious myths about human identity. Terry and each of Terry's friends, when they gathered together, would often mock and ridicule these religious idiots. However, Terry's family didn't do many things together, but when it was convenient, they went to church. Terry liked the music. Hanging out with a small group of different set of friends and enjoyed the preaching, accepting it as true, although Terry never told anyone at school. Different ways to understand truth. Terry is an example of someone who believed there are different kinds of truth. When at school and hanging out with friends, Terry accepted there was scientific truth, historic truth, geographic truth, biological truth, and sociological truth, that is the study of human behavior. And just like all of Terry's friends, they never questioned their teachers who confidently told them only to accept a claim that could be proven either mathematically or scientifically. When Terry went to church on Sundays, it was unconsciously involving using another truth category, religious truth, where Terry could accept such truths as the Bible, Christianity, and God. It never seemed to occur to Terry or to Terry's friends that many times these different kinds of truths contradicted each other, such as the contradictory views of biological truth, which, by the way, says that there are only two types of gender, and how that contradicted with sociological truth about sex and gender, or that their teacher's advice to never accept a claim unless it could be proven mathematically or scientifically was itself a claim that could not be proven mathematically or scientifically. There are many more people who also think like Terry that there are different kinds of truth without realizing that this leads to logical contradictions and wild inconsistencies about their everyday interactions with reality of the world in which they lived. It is important to understand that when we use the word truth, we are not merely referring to perspectives, such as two people looking at the same number on different sides of a desk and disagreeing about whether it is a 6 or whether it is a 9, or what we agree to call true, such as how we agree to use language and accept its use as true, such as what we mean by stay up late, what that means to a 3-year-old and what that means to a 13-year-old and what that means to a 16-year-old may be very, very different. Neither are we confusing the validity of opinions or preferences for the meaning of truth. You like vanilla ice cream, I like Neapolitan ice cream, or whatever that might be. There's opinions and preferences, and we're not confusing that with the concept of true. Here's another discussion point. Therefore, it may be true that someone had an opinion about something, but it may also be true that their opinion was not true about something. Can you think of an example? So again, here we are, we have an example. So we're saying it may be true that someone had an opinion about something, right? It's true, that's their opinion. But it may also be true that their opinion was not true. Can you think of an example? So this is simply designed for someone in the group to offer, yeah, I know someone who's got an idea that, you know, there's whatever, Tasmanian tigers roaming around the outskirts of Launceston. Now, for those who don't live in Tasmania, that's highly unlikely. The Tasmanian tiger is almost certainly extinct. But anyway, that's someone, it could be someone's opinion. Here's another discussion point. Terry's friends never disagreed or agreed on who they disagreed with. This made them good friends. Fact or fiction? The fact that Terry and Terry's friends never disagreed and yet agreed on who they disagreed with, did that make them good friends? or not good friends? Does agreeing with someone mean they're a good friend? That's a discussion question. No right or wrong answer here. It just gets people thinking. Now, the final section of this is to have a look at the Bible, from the Bible. Question one. In the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, how does the apostle describe Jesus in John chapter 1, verses 14 and 17? This is what it says. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 17, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. So how is Jesus described by the Apostle John? Well, Jesus is described as truth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the only Son, full of grace and truth. Jesus was the embodiment of truth. Question two. When Jesus was being maligned by Jerusalem's religious leaders, what do we know about how he conducted himself according to John 8:45? This is what Jesus said. Because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. And it's interesting, they couldn't actually pin anything on him that was not true. In other words, they couldn't say, yeah, well, hang on a minute, you just said you always tell the truth, but we heard you say, dot, dot, dot. They couldn't do that. So Christ, Jesus Christ, was able to very boldly make this claim that he told the truth. And they couldn't come up with a ready example to disprove that. So Jesus was very clear. John, in the opening couple of verses, says he himself, Jesus himself, was the embodiment of truth. And Jesus actually stated that what he said was true. He never lied. He never deceived. The Apostle John introduces Jesus as the Word of God. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And later cites Jesus telling the Pharisees that all the scriptures, that is the Bible, which is now our Old Testament, it was for the Jews at that time, was all about him. John chapter 5 and verse 39. You search the scriptures and they bear witness about me, Jesus said. All of the Bible is true. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 5 says, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which is another metonym for the Bible itself. So it's saying here that the Bible is true. That's what it's saying. Question three. So the idea with these questions is you put it out there and you may want to either invite someone to share their thoughts or at least to read the scriptures. And one of the convenient ways to do this is just to start with, you know, the person on your left and go around the room. Or you have a way where someone can read the scripture and someone can share their idea. But the whole point here is to get people talking, get people discussing. So here's question three. When Jesus made the declaration about himself being truth in John chapter 14 and verse 6, where he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So Jesus said, I am the truth. Did he only mean religious truth? Discuss. So in other words, some people say, oh yeah, well, he's only talking about religious truth. He's not talking about scientific truth. He can't possibly know everything. He can't possibly be true about everything. Can he? That's the discussion question. And I hope that somewhere you land realizing you're either true or you're not. Here's a quote from a great Christian thinker. He's the late Francis Schaeffer. He said this, Christianity is not a series of truths in the plural, but rather truth spelled with a capital T. Truth about total reality, not just about religious things. Biblical Christianity truth is concerned concerning total reality, and the intellectual holding of that total truth, and then living in the light of that truth. That's from Francis Schaeffer, based on an address that he gave at the University of Notre Dame in April 1981. And that appears in Nancy Piercy's book, Total Truth. Here's another quote from Elisa Childers from her recent book. And this says, live your truth versus live the truth. It's a big difference. The call to be true only to one's own feelings and desires is the exact opposite of the teachings of Jesus and the historic Christian faith. Understanding our purpose as humans will require us to commit ourselves to absolute truth. And there's the reference there for Elise Childers. And I've got a couple of additional resources there based on Elise Childers' book, Live Your Truth and Other Lies, exposing popular deceptions that make us anxious, exhausted, and self-obsessed. And also Nancy Piercy's book, Total Truth, Liberating Christians from Its Cultural Captivity. So you can have a look at those. All right. I hope that you then have gone around the room and involved people in the discussion. And it'd be your chance just now to bring it to a close and invite someone to close in prayer. And if your group has got people who aren't necessarily believers in it, you can figure out how you close. But I recommend always closing in prayer, and where possible, if you've picked up on things throughout the night, perhaps someone has a prayer need, pray for them as well. We'll be back to have a look at our next study, which is No One Can Know the Truth, Fact or Fiction. And I hope by now people begin to realize that truth can be known.